Breitbart Business Digest, Woke Capitalism is Alienating Republicans. By John Carney on September 12, 2022. President Joe Biden said on Monday that the American people should have confidence that we're on the right track and that we are seeing real progress in the fight against inflation. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York's latest survey indicates that Americans actually are pretty confident that we have seen the worst of inflation. The median 1- and 3-year ahead inflation expectations continued their steep declines in August, the New York Fed said. Expected inflation over the coming year fell to 5.7% from 6.2% in July. This was at 6.8% in June and 6.6% in May. The median expectation for inflation over the next 3 years fell to 2.8% from 3.2%. This measure peaked all the way back in September and October at 4.2%. It is now back down to around its long-term average, an indication that the public really has become convinced that the Federal Reserve will bring inflation down to a historically normal level. These expected figures should probably be taken with a good deal of skepticism. If inflation were to run at an average of 5.7 over the next 12 months, for the average to drop to 2.8% over the next 36 months, the year 2 and 3 inflation rate would have to be between 1.2% and 1.3%. That's extremely unlikely. The New York Fed survey also indicates that the median expectation is for household spending to increase 7.8%, an increase from 6.9% a month ago. That big of an increase in household spending is unlikely to be followed by a big decrease in inflation. We'll also note that mean unemployment expectations, the probability that the U.S. unemployment rate will be higher 1 year from now, decreased by 0.2 percentage points to 40.0%. Similarly, the mean perceived probability of losing one's job in the next 12 months decreased by 0.7 percentage points to 11.1%. Both of these are inconsistent with inflation falling dramatically. They indicate that the public is still a bit naive about how the Fed's tightening of financial conditions is likely to inflict pain in the labor market. CPI Day. The Department of Labor will release the August read of the Consumer Price Index, CPI, on Tuesday morning. Wall Street's economists see the index declining by 0.1 point, the first decline since May of 2020. Much of that will be attributable to the decline in the price of oil and gasoline, which has been falling due to increased supply from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and decreased demand due to China lockdowns and impending recessions around the globe. There will also likely be declines in a few of last year's high flyers like used cars. On an annual basis, CPI is forecast to be up 8.1%, the fastest pace of inflation since 1981, excluding this year's astronomical readings. Core inflation, which excludes fuel and food prices, is forecast to rise 0.3% month to month and 6.1% year over year. The annual figure would be an acceleration from July's 5.9%. While goods inflation may moderate, it's almost certain that the figures for rent and owners' equivalent of rent will show additional inflation. Services inflation may also increase as spending power freed up from falling gas prices slashes into spending on leisure activities. Food inflation is likely to remain extremely hot. We'll be paying particular attention to the Cleveland Fed's median and trimmed mean CPI metrics. These arguably give a better view of underlying inflation than either headline or core inflation because they cut out the noise from big and idiosyncratic price changes. Both showed rising inflation on a month-to-month basis in July, albeit at a slower pace than in June. On a year-to-year basis, both were up in July. Woke capitalism is alienating Republicans. Each year, Gallup conducts a poll that asks Americans whether they have positive or negative views of 25 U.S. business and industry sectors. Last year, there was a big and little noticed crash in Republican positivity on U.S. businesses. The average score among Republicans fell from a net positive 42 to a net positive 32. In the latest poll, the score slipped 1 point to 31%. This is very likely a reaction against woke capitalism. Republicans have noticed that many U.S. businesses are hostile not only to their values but also to Republicans and conservatives themselves. It's not surprising that Republicans take a negative view of Hollywood, with 61% saying they have a somewhat or very negative view of TV and radio, and 53% having a negative view of the movie industry. More surprising is that 49% have a negative view of internet companies, 46% of the sports industry, and 44% of publishing. This has implications for business and the Republican Party. For business, it should be a wake-up call. Republicans have been reliable opponents of tax increases on businesses and critics of burdensome regulation. But the alienation of Republicans largely because of cultural issues may weaken the party's attachment to pro-business positions. Taking sides with the left in the culture war has a cost for corporations. For the leadership of the Republican Party, the poll numbers are sending a clear message that the center of gravity of the party has shifted in a populist direction. Republicans will increasingly need to make it clear that they are the party of workers and not of corporate interests. In particular, GOP voters see themselves as very much opposed to Silicon Valley. Just 5% have a very favorable view of the computer industry and 7% of internet companies. Not entirely coincidentally, this was Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' theme at the National Conservatism Conference in Miami on Sunday. The lesson for people on the right is, I think there was a generation of people. That kind of the muscle memory was just if it's private, just defer to it. If it's a corporation, let them do kind of what they want to do, he said. Because, you know, look, we don't want to micromanage different things in the economy. I'm not a central planner. I certainly don't want to be doing that, but corporatism is not the same as free enterprise.